thought you might want to hear a sample of what is on Miss Parton's new album, the one that's for the children, A Rainbow. I am a rainbow.
To make a rainbow, you must have rain, must have sunshine, joy and pain, lots of hues and different shades, and poof, like magic, a rainbow's made.
Yes, every color, every hue. I am a rainbow and you are too. All right, we're talking about the great composer, the great singer, the great performer, the great businesswoman, Dolly Parton. Let's use that to move us into a conversation about leadership as we focus on some more principles from Dr. Terry Linhart's The Self-Aware Leader. We're still talking about conflicts, communication. Conflicts, communication. How many of you who are in leadership, regardless of where it is, but also how many of you who are in leadership in ministry, see yourselves engaging in conflict resolution? Yes, you know, truth is, quite a bit of conflict arises anywhere humans are found. Have you discovered that to be true? Anywhere humans are found, you can find conflict. Whether we're talking about humans who are members of the same household, humans who work together, humans who attend the same worship centers, conflict. Where there are humans, there is conflict. And for leaders, it is so important that we be ready to help resolve conflict. Now, I know what some of you are thinking, and you're exactly right. In many cases, some of the leaders themselves are the very ones who cause the conflict. I hear you loud and clear, and I agree with you. I am not going to disagree. I know that what you're saying is true, that in many cases, some of the leaders are themselves the cause of the conflict. And one of the ways that they very cleverly keep the conflict going is by pretending that someone else is the cause of the conflict. Someone else is perpetrating the conflict. And they bring up all these negative things to say about this person. They have all these negative things to say about that person. And they're the ones initiating. And the people who they keep taking the negative information to don't have the light come on. Wait a minute. If this person is constantly coming to me about negative stuff about this other person that they're always talking about, but the person that they're always talking about doesn't keep coming to me bringing negative stuff, who is really at fault here? Who is really causing the problems? Very, very often. Now, I didn't say most of the time. I didn't say always. But I did say very often. When you have someone who has spent considerable time bringing negative stuff about someone else, but that someone else does not bring negative stuff to you about the other person, it shouldn't be that difficult to figure out where the problem really lies. Conflict. And leaders, those of you who really want to do it right, you're not just interested in having the title or position of leadership, but you really care about being a good leader, an ethical leader, a fair leader, an effective leader who sets a good example for other people. This is what we do. We resist being defensive. You know, we're all human, right? We all answer to someone. We all answer to someone. Whether it is to the bank management who has given us the loan for the business, we all answer to someone. And one of the easiest things for a lot of people to do is to be defensive when given constructive criticism. Constructive criticism. We can all understand that a person would get defensive if someone's just throwing negative stuff at them. And you can tell that in some cases, what's being said to them is intended to hurt and not help. But when someone is just giving information that is truly intended to be constructive, not destructive, but constructive, defensiveness should be nowhere on the table. Dr. Linhart says that almost no one naturally likes criticism, even when it's constructive. But sometimes we feel attacked when someone has appropriately identified issues that need to be resolved. He talks about a staff member at a church who would be pulled aside by her boss, who would just let her know some things that needed resolving. So, this is a real issue here, and a major issue. How many of you have ever gone into a public bathroom, whether at a place of worship, whether at a restaurant, a retail store? You went into the place, you needed to use the bathroom, so you did. Only to discover that there was not enough toilet paper in the bathroom. Or all of that was taken care of, but when you got to the sink, there was no soap in the soap dispenser. And you really needed to clean your hands. No soap in the soap dispenser. No paper towels in the towel dispenser. That's an issue. That is a problem that needs to be resolved. And there were times when everything that needed to be in the bathroom wasn't there. And so she was the one ultimately responsible for that area. And so her boss would pull her aside, not chew her out in front of people, not even chew her out in private, just professionally point out this was something that needed to be taken care of. If a lock wasn't working, she'd explain how many times they tried to fix it. If the toilet paper dispenser was empty, she'd explain how busy the church had been the day before. The boss wasn't being critical or accusatory. The boss was simply mentioning issues that needed to be resolved. Empty paper toilet paper dispenser, not good. Empty paper towel dispenser, not good. The friend interpreted this constructive criticism as an attack and would immediately defend herself and the people who reported to her. Now, can you imagine how difficult it would be? How difficult it is. And some of you don't have to imagine. You've been through this. How difficult it is to get a problem resolved when the person responsible for resolving the problem puts more energy into defending themselves, himself or herself, than into getting the problem resolved. There are times when defense is necessary. But a lot of times we get defensive and it is really out of order. There's an attorney named Bob Goff who defends victims in courtrooms in this country and in orphanages overseas. And when his clients are called to give depositions and be interviewed about their story, he tells them to sit with the backs of their hands on their legs, the palms open, facing up. Why? Because by not clenching their fists, they'll stay calm, and they will avoid getting defensive. And that's important because not only can we, you know, rub people the wrong way when we get defensive, but as Attorney Goff points out, when people get defensive, they get angry, they tend to start making a lot of mistakes that they would avoid if they'd remain calm. Leadership. I am a rainbow. We're going to develop it some more in just a few. Stay with me.